to a doctor in Birmingham, man. He burnt it and just burnt the top of it, and the roof just went on through. And he got in bad shape because they told me that a doctor in Baltimore, Maryland, had come, that he could cure cancer. Tried in Birmingham and rented a place there, apartment for him, and a mother and two or three stayed there with him. I was a slow man then. I'd stay out at night up on a train from Turner's to Birmingham of an evening and back the next morning down there at the woods where I had that sawmill. So when they couldn't do him no good, they told me I just well take him home. And it costed me about $75 a day for that doctor and renting the place there for him. So brought him home, and I brought a doctor down there with him. Claimed to be was a cancer doctor. I thought maybe he might help. And he come down and stayed there. He stayed there just before he died.
What time was this? What year?
Let me see. It's on that Bible. Out of the year he died, I got to where I can't think of nothing. You notice it?
I've forgotten. I asked you about what time that was when your daddy had cancer.
Well, he had a cancer on his about, I reckon, nearly a year started out on it before it got so bad. That doctor burned it, and that's what started it up worse. And had about 1910 when he first noticed it on his face there, and it eat all that side of his face, part of it air there, and in the corner of his mouth, and up nearly in his eye.
Do you remember what kind of treatments? Did they use x-ray treatments then?
I don't know. I don't know what kind of treatment they used. None of us know he take an x-ray. That doctor would come from Baltimore. He had an x-ray made of it. And he stayed down there, he stayed out here 4 or 5 days, and he said just where to carry him home. He'd do just as well. So we carried him back home from Birmingham. And so I guess after that he lived around 6 or 8 months, about 8 months.
To identify some animals now, okay?
All right.
The kind of bird that you can see in the dark.
And
the kind of bird that drills holes in trees. The kind of black and white animal that has a powerful smell.
Polecat.
Any kind of a wild animal, when you're talking about them in a group?
Any kind.
Yeah, if you're talking about a whole lot of